Phoenix Audio presents
Susan Anspach, Yancey Butler, Marcia Cross, Jamie Farr, Robert Forster, Beverly Garland, Mariska Hargitay, Meredith McRae, and Gordon Thompson, performing Carolyn G. Hart's Malice Domestic 4.
Mr. Smithereens by Ralph McInerney. I awoke, the sole occupant of a king-size bed and a hotel room cold enough to accommodate sides of beef. The remote control was on the table beside the bed. Swaddled in a blanket supported by three pillows, I turned on the television. A Barbie doll woman looked sincerely into the camera and gave me the news. I was dead. Killed in an explosion the night before. Cut the street scene. A mildly curious crowd was being kept back from the charred chassis of the car in which I had died. Supposedly. I pinched my still-living flesh. Awake, I can imagine myself asleep and I might pinch myself in a dream, but one way or the other, I had to be alive. The victim has been identified as Daniel Lloyd, a resident of Wheeler, where the explosion took place. Next of kin have been notified. Victim? News of one's death should concentrate the mind, but my head was a balloon from all I had drunk the night before. I pressed gently on my closed lids and brought back the psychedelic lights of the bar off the lobby where I had misbehaved the previous night. My tongue was furry and thick. I turned off the television and, in an intricate maneuver, managed to get my legs over the side of the bed and my feet on the floor without having my head roll off my shoulders. No one with such a hangover could possibly be dead. I shaved.